Gemara in the Vav Amud Beis going out to Daf Zayin is talking about the furnace of the sukkah. How do we construct these defunas? The basic halacha we pass on like the Chachamim the Reb Shimon that Shtayim Kol Chasna Shlish Safilu Tefach. That you really don't need a completely enclosed sukkah, right? You really only need three walls, and you don't even need the three walls. It's Shlish Safilu Tefach. The Gemara of Zion talks about what happens if you have a sukkah that's asuya kemavi. You have a sukkah with two defunas that are mafulish, a mavi mafulish, two defunas on either side. The simple situation of Shtayim Kol Chasna Shlish Safilu Tefach is if it's kemin gam, it's like an L shape. So what happens if you have a sukkah asuya kemavli? So that the Gemara says machlokas amaroyim. If Yehuda says that it's the zelba halacha, it's the same halacha as Shlish Safilu Tefach. Here too, Shlish Safilu Tefach. It doesn't matter whether you have the two defunas as an L shape or they're zemul zeh asuya kemavli. It's still a shlish safilu tefach. Comes Rabbi Simon and says, no, over here it's different. Over here you need a pas arba. You need a board of four, so that with the lavud, you'll have a full mechitza. And if you have the sukkah asuya kemavli, two mechitzas on either side, kashir hefsha sukkah, a full seven. Zokib Simon, if you have the pas arba, so that's four, with the lavud of, it's actually a pas arba mashu, right, with the lavud of 2.9, then you have a full seven. A full seven, right? So then it's a full mechitza. It's not shlish safilu tefach. What's the reason why you need a pasabah? What's the goal? So the Gemara asks that kashin. The Gemara says ma'ishna hacha that Rabbi Simon says you need pasabah, and in the earlier case shlish safilu tefach. Even according to Rabbi Simon, you need a tefach shochek, but that's all you need. Tefach shochek is 1.1, one umashu. Why over here does he need four umashu? The Gemara says the difference is that In the original case, you have a shtayim kilchasan. You have a shtayim kilchasan. But here, you don't have shtayim kilchasan. Hasam dika shtey defanos kilchasan sagalei b'tefach shochek. Kachat lecha shtey defanos yika pasaba in ilo lo. Here, since you don't have a shtey defanos kilchasan, so therefore you need a pasaba. What does it mean that you don't have a shtey defanos kilchasan? So we explained, Rashi holds that shtey defanos kilchasan means, first of all, you need the sheer sukkah. It has to be seven. And secondly, Darevon, it has to be joined, it has to be kamin gam, it has to be an L shape. So here, you don't have that. Right? You might have shtei defunas that are kashir heksha sukkah, but it's a mavim mafulish, it's not darevon, they're not joined together, kamin gam, as an L shape. So that's why Rabbi Simon says over here, you need a pasabah. What does the pasabah do? So b'pshuto, what it means is the pasabah makes it shtei defunas darevon, and once it's shtei defanos darevan, then it's kilchasan. Meaning the yisod is that when you have shtayim kilchasan, then shlish safilu tefach. So if you don't have shtayim kilchasan, then you have to create shtayim kilchasan. So putting the pasabah there, samach to the other kosel, that makes it darevan, shtei defanos darevan. It's two defanos that are joined together, but it's not just darevan. It's that they're joined together, but it's kashir ach shesukah, because you have a lovet. You have pasabah plus a lovet. So it's both zachin, both in yonim that you have in a shtayim kilchasan, you should have over here. Right, you have the shtei defanos kashir ach shesukah, and you have darevan as well. It's also kemin gam. So you have your full shir, your full two walls, and therefore the din is shlish safilu tefach. So we started discussing that position, to assume that when you have the pasar bar that makes it shtayim kilchasan, it's very difficult. Even though that is what the Ritva seems to say, the Ritva says it both on Daf Tezayin, and he alludes to it on our daf as well. On Daf Tezayin, he says in Mefurish, the Gemara quotes Rabbi Ami's Shita, right? That you have a pasar boa, beloved, some to the other dof, and it's kosher. What's the case that he's going on? Big machlokas rishon. So comes the Ritva, and he says the case is that you only have one other dofin. Rabbi Ami is saying if I have one dofin, and then I put a pasar boa next to that dofin, within lovud, pasar boa mashu next to the dofin, so then Shlishes afilu tefach. That's the chiddush according to the Ritva. That's how he learned Rabbi Ami. Hanochon dlekar ladofen achas shlema v'yoev haypas v'makom dofen sheni emtzoi v'havalei dofen sheni v'basar achi ovid shlishes tefach shochek v'tzuras pesach. So he's learning that as long as you have the pasar boa, this mam is shtayim kilchasan. It's shtayim darevan, shtayim kilchasan. How do I know it's shtayim kilchasan, according to him? Because shlishes afilu tefach. He says, as long as I have One dofen that's Zayin Tfachim. Then I have a pasabah that's within lovet of the other wall. Then shlish is avilu tefach. All I need in the third wall is a shlish is avilu tefach. A tefach shochek over here. I don't need Zayin. A tefach shochek is enough. The Ritva clearly is learning that the pasabah makes it shtayim kelchasan. It's not just darevan, but it's shtayim kelchasan legamri. It's shir hechsha sukkah and darevan. It's both together. The Pella with the Shita of the Ritva is that if you learn that the Pasaba makes a Kilchosan, so then it's sort of strange, right? It's sort of strange. Why? If that's really the truth, then why does Rabbi Simon say this Halachand of Zayin in the context of a Sukkah Asuya Kemavi? The case that we have over here is that the Sukkah Asuya Kemavi, there are two Defano Shlemos that are Zayin Tfachim. They're opposite each other, but there are two Defano Shlemos. So if you tell me Rabbi Simon holds that you need the pasaba in the middle to make it shtayim kelchasan, so then why does he need the other dofen on the other side? Shlish is afilu tefach. From our Gemara, you get the impression Rabbi Simon holds that with the pasaba in the middle, even if that makes it better, but you still need a full dofen on the other side. What do you need a full dofen on the other side for? Rabbi Ami already said that if you have a dofen, if you have one dofen of shirach shesuk and you have a pasarba next to that, then you have yishtayim kelchasan, and then all you need on the other side is a shlish zavilo tefach. Rabbi Simon seems to be saying something strange. Why do I need the full dofen on the other side? So, Bemis, you could have said in Achanami, you really don't need the full dofen on the other side. But he's talking about a mavim a foolish. So he says, by a mavim a foolish, you need a pasarba in the middle. He doesn't mean to say that once you have the pasarba, then you would need the other dofen on the side. In Achanami, shlish zavilo tefach, it will be sufficient. It's a kashin, right? If all you need is shlish zavilu tefach, why does he formulate his halacha in the context of Sukkah Asuya Kemavi, where it sounds like you need another dofen on the other side? Michael.
Why are we assuming that when we say, so because it's Asuya Kemavi, that we're saying that both sides have to be set?
Because if not, then it should have said that chipsh. Pashup shot is, you have two defunas, and they're completely kasher. The only problem is, they're not connected to each other. So the Pashup Shad is that it is Kashir. None of the Rishonim say it's not Kashir on the other side. Pashup Shad is it's Kashir, but because they're separated from each other, we got a problem. Okay? So that's the first Kasha. But there are more Kashas. Rabbi Simon Lechora is talking about even a Sukkah Gedola, not a Sukkah Gitana, meaning that the third Dofen, the two Defanos of the Mavi Mefulosh are far away from each other. How do I know that? The Ritva points that out. The Ritva and our Sugya points that out. He says that even if you were to have a sukkah getana, right? You have a mavi, a sukkah so you can mavi, but it's a sukkah getana. So he says a tefach shochik would not be good enough. If I had a sukkah so you can mavi, with 1.1 here, and you can have a lovet on either side, right? So if you have a tefach shochik,
how much is it?
Yes, 0.9.
So that's 6.9, right?
We get 2.95.
Okay, let's say you have 1.2, whatever, right? 1.2 is 7. So Zok the Ritva, that's not going to work. Why is it not going to work? Because it's not a pasar ba. And by Sukkah Asuya Kemavi, Rabbi Simon teaches us a chiddush that you need a pasar ba. Tevach shochek is not enough anymore. He says, even by a sukkah katana, Zakhtar Ritva, it's not going to work. But Rabbi Simon's not talking about a sukkah katana, he's talking about a sukkah gedola. He adds that even a sukkah katana, it wouldn't work. What's the lashon of the Ritva? It starts off by saying, I feel a sukkah gedola ma'od, no? Sarach dalad umashu ma'amidu v'pachas mishlosh yusamach la'achas hadafonos me'ezer ril shi'itza kol pachas mishlosh yukalava dami chen pas v'lovod etc. Ubaha savi afilu l'sukkah gedola ma'od. Zok the Ritva, Rabbi Simon's halacha works even for a sukkah gedola. He says, umiyu afilu b'sukkah gatana. Even by sukkah gatana, you need a pasar ba if it's nasa kemefulish, if it's a sukkah asuya kemavi. But he's not saying Rabbi Simon doesn't talk about a sukkah gedola. He's talking even about a sukkah gedola. Now, just one second. If we're talking about a sukkah gedola, so how can you say that the pasar ba makes it like shtayim kelchasan, and you have a sukkah gedola? And then what? You're going to have a third mechitza on the other ruach? What? You have a shtayim kelchasan, kishirach shesukah, and it's kamin gam, and now your third mechitza is going to somehow be mitzuruf to this sukkah? How can it be mitzuruf? If this is a sukkah gedola, so then the pirtza that you have on the, he said it's a sukkah gedola ma'ot, even if you have an amah, right? Even if you have an amah, two amas between the side wall and this wall, right? Two amas. It's horitz meruba la omeid. The pirtza is much greater than the omeid over here. So isn't that mevatel the whole mechitza? How does this work? How can the other wall be considered the shlishi safri l'tefach? Right, you have two walls over here. You have a pasar ba plus the regular wall of zayin tefach, and we treat that as a shtayim kilchasim. And then the halacha is that the shlishi safri l'tefach. But if this is talking even about a sukkah gedola, if it's even by a sukkah gedola, so then how does that make it a shtayim kilchasim? And now your shlishis is just the shlishi safri l'tefach. Shouldn't we say that if the parts is meruba la'omeid, so that's mevatel the mechitza? Shouldn't we say that it's mevatel the mechitza and it makes it, now it's not a mechitza gemura? How does this work? How does Rabbi Simon's halacha work? And of course, the most difficult kasha is Sam's kasha that he had Wednesday. Right? Sam said, we know the Gra claims that in the Ikka Shir Sukkah, we can't use lover. So if you're learning like the Ritva, that with the Pasaba, now we treat it like a Shtayim Kilchasan. What are you saying? You're saying Shtayim Kilchasan means that not only it's Dalad, it's Beis Defonos Darevan, it's Beis Defonos Kashir Hechsher Sukkah. It can't be Kashir Hechsher Sukkah if you're going to rely on a Lovud for that Shir Hechsher Sukkah. That's Lovud in the Ikashir. How can we have a Shtayim Kilchasan if you're using Lovud in the Ikashir? If you tell me Shlishis Afilu Tefach, Shlishis Afilu Tefach, you're not using the Lovud for the Ikashir. The Ikashir is a Tefach. The shlishis doesn't have to be Zayin Tfachim, so then I can use a lovud. But if you tell me that the lovud here is being used in the second dofen, that's part of the Ikar Shir Hechsher Sukkah. How can we say Shtayim Kilchasan if the lovud is in the Ikar Shir Hechsher Sukkah? Comes the Chazon Ish and says, Rabbi Simon is saying something very different. It's not what you think. Rabbi Simon is not telling you that if you have a Pasar Boah, then that's viewed as Shtayim Kilchasan. No, it's not Shtayim Kilchasan. His chiddush is that even without shtayim kilchasan, the sukkah is still kosher. Avada, if I would have shtayim kilchasan, meaning if I would have both shir hechsher sukkah and darevan, it's kamin gam. I have both elements of shtayim kilchasan. Then shlishi safilu tefach. The halacha Moshe Sin is that if you have a gam, right, if the two mechitzas are kamin gam, they're kashir hechsher sukkah, they're both zayin, and it's darevan. It's kamin gam. They're both joined. The halacha is shlishi safilu tefach. Rabbi Simon is teaching us a different halacha. He's teaching us that if I have two mechitzos da'arevan, and I have two mechitzos kashir sukkah, even if the mechitzos that are da'arevan are not the mechitzos of the shir sukkah, it's also kosher. But for that, we don't say shlishi safilu tefach. In such a situation, I have something going here, right? I have two mechitzas. I have two mechitzas darevan and two mechitzas kashir hechsher sukkah. So I have two mechitzas. But the mechitzas that are darevan are not kashir hechsher sukkah. They're different. What do I mean? The two mechitzas that are kashir hechsher sukkah are the two defunas that are opposite each other. Those are kashir shiva tefachim. The pasar ba that's joined together with this dolphin that's shiva tefachim, the pasar ba that's darevan with the other, that's not kashir hechsher sukkah. Aye, but the pasar ba together with lovud makes it zayin tefachim. No, but you don't say lovud in the ikka shir hechsher sukkah. So you can't count that as a dofen that's shir hechsher sukkah. But it is darevan. It's not a mechitza that can be counted as one of the two defunas that are shir hechsher sukkah. But a mechitza darevan, that it can be considered, because regarding the halacha of beis defunas darevan, lovud can help you for that. So it comes out strange that I have two mechitzas darevan, I have two mechitzas kashir hechsher sukkah, but they're not the same. The two mechitzas that are darevan are these two. The two mechitzas that are kashir hechsher sukkah are these two. Right? The full mechitzas are kashir hechsher sukkah, the pasar ba with the other side mechitzas, that's kamin gam, that's darevan. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, Rabbi Simon's chiddush is that in this situation where I have two mechitzas kashir hechsher sukkah, and I have two mechitzas darevan, even though I don't have kilchasan, because the same mechitzas that are kashir hechsher sukkah are not those mechitzas that are darevan. They're different mechitzas. Comes Rabbi Simon and says, here, the rule of shlishi safilu tefach doesn't work. Here I need a pasar bra. That's the chiddush of sukkah asuya kamavoy. That since I don't have shtayim kelchasan, that's the lashon of the Gemara. I don't have shtayim kelchasan over here. I don't have shtayim kelchasan. I need a pasar ba. But don't I have everything? I have beis mechitzas darevan. I have beis mechitzas kishiyach shesukah. Yeah, but the same beis mechitzas are not both darevan and kishiyach shesukah. That's why it's different, and that's why pasar ba is necessary over here. We don't say shlish zefer l'tefer. That's the chazanish's chiddush to explain this gemara. The Ritva doesn't seem to be learning like this because he says multiple times that you need kelchasan. Right in the Sukkah Ketana case, he says Tefach Shochik is not going to work. De la olam shtei defanus kashirach shesukah darevan beina. Shtei defanus kashirach shesukah darevan beina. It sounds like you need both together. And if you have a pasar ba, the Ritva seems to be learning you have both together. You have shtei mechitzas darevan kashirach shesukah. You have shtayim kelchasan. Ritva's not learning like the Chazanish. But according to the Chazanish, we can answer all the kashas, right? Because once you learn that we don't have shtayim kelchasan here, the chiddush is that if you have shtei mechitzas darevan and shtei mechitzas kashirach shesukah, even though the same shtei mechitzas are not both darevan and kashirach shesukah, so the chiddush is you can still solve the problem with the pasar ba, so then we can answer the kasha from the Gro. Because the Gro taka holds, you don't use Lovet in the Ikka Shir Heksha Sukkah, but I'm not using Lovet in the Shir Heksha Sukkah here. Rabbi Simon is saying that I don't have the Shir Heksha Sukkah in the Pasar, in the Dolphin of the Pasar Ba. That's that Beis Mechitzas Da'arevan. The other two Mechitzas, the two Mechitzas Zembul Zeh, the Mavi Mefulosh, those are two Mechitzas of Shir Heksha Sukkah. It's not a Kasha from the Gro. The other Kasha, Rabbi Simon is talking even by a Sukkah Gedola. How can he say by a Sukkah Gedola if we're trying just to have Shtayim Kilchosan, Shlish Zafilu Tefach, that can work even in a Sukkah Gedola? How can the Pasar Bo work as a dolphin? The answer is no. We're talking relying on this big dolphin over here. This big dolphin, Rabbi Simon learns that if you have a structure of a full dolphin on one side and a full dolphin on the other side, so if you have a Pasar Bo in the middle, somehow it can be Metzur of Biyacha. That as long as you have the Beis Mechitzas Dareven and the Beis Mechitzas Kashir, since the two Mechitzas opposite each other, Beis Mechitzas Kashir, even though it's a Sukkah Gedola, somehow that structure can be mitzdarif biyachad, and you can have a sukkah kshem. That's his whole chiddush. Yaakov.
If you the way the Ritva was explaining things, we understand why it's specifically pasar ba. It's the perfect math to get you or biyachshir dofan, because you have the four problems to
put. Right.
What's the significance of this pasar ba if you the chazanish said?
According to the chazanish, the pasar ba makes it beis mechitzas darevan. Without a pasar ba, I don't have a sheer dolphin. I don't have a sheer dolphin linian sukkah. It's not a sheer hechsher sukkah because it's lovel.
It works to make it that there's two walls together.
Right.
And it has a sheim wall
mitzad the joining. It doesn't have a sheim wall in the sheer hechsher sukkah. That's the chiddush of the chazanish. Chiddush of the chazanish. He doesn't quote the Ritva per se, but he says pshat nesugya. So his pshat does answer some kashas. It's not the Ritva's pshat, but it certainly is a working pshat in the sugya. That Nachamol, Rabbi Simon is not saying that with the pasar ba I have shtayim kilchasim. I don't have shtayim kilchasim. Shtayim kilchasim would mean I have both elements together in the same two walls. Not the chazanish. Rabbi Simon is not saying I have shtayim kilchasim. I have two defanas da'arevan and two defanas kashirach shesukah, but it's not the same two defanas. But that's why I need the pasar ba to create the beis mechitzas darevan. Once I have beis mechitzas darevan and beis mechitzas kashirach shesukah, somehow that combination, that's enough. That's enough to say that I have a full shirach shesukah. Where's this chiddush of the Gro coming from? Where did the Gro say his chiddush? That you don't use lovet in the ikim shir mechitzah. So the Gro used his chiddush actually for the hemshech of the Gemara that we're going to get to tomorrow in greater detail. But just bekitzer, just to mention one prat from the next Gemara. The next Gemara talks about if you need a tzuras ha-pesach, right? Shtayim kelchasan, shlish zafilu tefach. Do you need a tzuras ha-pesach in addition to that tefach? We keep on talking, it's a very complicated tefach over here. Right? Your third wall is very complicated. You need the tefach shochek, the one umashu, and it has to be within lovet of the other walls. It comes Rava and says, maybe you need a Tzuras HaPesach also. It's actually 3 days within Rava. We'll get to all this tomorrow, Mitzvah. There's one opinion in Rava that, no, Tefach Shochik doesn't work. You need a Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach means, Kana Mikan, Kana Mikan, Kana Al Gabeyan. We know this, right, from Erevin, right? That it looks more like a wall. It's a Pesach, but it's more like a Mechitza. Shlish Zafilu Tefach, that's like a Tzibroch in a wall. It's not so choshev, it's not such a significant wall. So one day is that Rava holds you need a Tzurus HaPesach, not Tefach Shochek, Tzurus HaPesach. The other day is that Rava holds either or. You can have a Tefach Shochek, you can have a Tzurus HaPesach. Comes the final day of Rava, we seem to pass in that way, final day of Rava is that you need both. Tzveidinim, you need Tefach Shochek and you need a Tzurus HaPesach as well. Since a Tefach Shochek is not a real wall, you don't really have a Dofen al Pnei, you don't have a Mechitza al Pnei Kol HaDofen, so you need Tzurus HaPesach in order to be Mashlim, the Shem Mechitza. Right, you have the Tefach Shochek, but you need Tzurus HaPesach on the rest of it. Tefach Shochek is on Rov of the Dolphin, then you need a Tzurus HaPesach to be Mashlim. You have your Tefach Shochek, where's my basic? You have two Mechitzas, Kilchasa, 7 and 7, have a Tefach Shochek of 1.1, within 2.9, comes Rav and says, you need a Tzurus HaPesach for the last three. You need a Tzurus HaPesach, that's Mashlim the wall. And we'll see, according to Rav, it could be that Tzurus HaPesach only works in the third wall, doesn't work in the other defunas of the Sukkah. Right? That's the Chiddush, that you have this Tzurus HaPesach to mash in the third wall, but in the other defunas, Tzurus HaPesach wouldn't work. But here, that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai. That's the Din Rabbanan on top of the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Well, that's the Halacha Moshe Sinai itself, that if you have the Tefach Shochek with the Tzurus HaPesach, so then it works. So the question that the Rishonim ask is, why do we leave this Shiloh of Tzurus HaPesach to the very end? First we talk about the regular dinner of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, Shtam Kilchas and Shlishis Afilu Tefach. Then we talk about Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Simon. And then we mention Tzurus HaPesach. So what's it going on? What do you need a Tzurus HaPesach for? Let's take the third pshat in Rav, that you need a Tzurus HaPesach in addition to the Tefach Shochet. So is that true only about the basic halach of Shlishis Afilu Tefach? Or is it true about Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy also? Is it true about both cases? Or is it only true about the first case? So if you learn that it's only true about the first case, then the question is, so why do we wait till the bitter end? Right? What we have Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy smack in the middle over here. First, the basic halach of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, Tefach Shochek. Then we have Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy, Machlokas HaMoharim. And then we suddenly introduce this idea of Tzurus HaPesach. So if Tzurus HaPesach is going on the basic halach of Shlishis Afilu Tefach, why do we wait till the end? Why do we wait till the end? It's really a little bit of a pella. So the emes is the machlokas we've shown him whether Rabbi Simon would say that by the Pasar Bod you need a Tzurus HaPesach as well. You need a Tzurus HaPesach. You have the Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy. You have a Pasar Bod. Would you need a Tzurus HaPesach from the Pasar Bod to the end, to the other dolphin? To be mashlim. The Rambam says you do. The Rambam holds that you need Tzurus HaPesach there as well. So according to the Rambam, there's no kashan. Right? We leave Tzurus HaPesach, the discussion of Rava, till the bitter end. Why? Because according to the Rambam, it goes on both. Beida Zachin goes on both cases. The Shlishis Afilu Tefach and Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy. You need a Tzurus HaPesach by Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy as well. So that's why that's why the Gemara leaves Tzurus HaPesach till the end. According to the Rambam, it's Givaldik. The problem is not everyone agrees with the Rambam. The Magen Mishnah quotes the Yesh Mefarshim who says that by Pasar Bo you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach. And the Ran also quotes the and Ikaman da Amar, the same Yesh Mefarshim, that by Pasar Bo you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach. So before we even discuss what the Yesh Mefarshim is based on, the Kasha comes back. Why does the Gemara leave the discussion of Tzurus HaPesach till after Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy? If it's not going on Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy, if the Yesh Mefarshim hold that Rabbi Simon would claim you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach over here, so then why not say the halacha Tzurus HaPesach right after Shlishis Afilu Tefach? Why do we leave it until after Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy? So who discusses that shaila? The Ran. The Ran discusses shaila, and he says the answer is very simple. Rabbi Yehuda in Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy doesn't hold that you need a Pasar Bo. He holds that it's the same halacha as Shtayim Kilchasa, right? Yehuda says, even by Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy, Shlishis Afilu Tefach, Tefach Shochek. So according to him, Avada you need a Tzurus HaPesach. Rabbi Simon is the only one who says that by Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy you don't need a Tzurus HaPesach. He holds, once you have a Pasar Bo, somehow everything is different. Rabbi Yehuda, though, would say that Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy and the regular dinner Shtayim Kilchasa is mamish the same. You need a Tefach Shochek in both cases. So he would say, Avada you need a Tzurus HaPesach by Sukkah Asuri Kemavoy. So Zav Duran, that's why we wait to talk about Tzuras HaPesach until the end, because we're saying that Tzuras HaPesach, according to the third day within Ravim, that Tzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. Tzuras HaPesach is necessary by the regular din of Shlishis Avilut Tefach. And Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, it's also necessary by Sukkah Suri Kamavoi. In Achanami, Rabbi Simon holds that by Sukkah Suri Kamavoi, you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach, because he says it's totally different. You have a Pasabah, not Tefach Shochet. According to Rabbi Yehuda, since Sukkah Suri Kamavoi is the same as the regular din of Shlishis Avilut Tefach, you will need a Tzuras HaPesach. So that's why we wait till the end to talk about Tzuras HaPesach, because it goes on the other two cases, at least according to one sheet in the Amoroi. That's what the Ran is. But what's the svar? Why would Rabbi Simon say that you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach? That's the Yesh Mefarshim. Why would he say you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach? So, come the Rishonim, and they say that the pshat is that according to the Yesh Mefarshim, once you have a Pasar Boa, so, that's a better kind of tikkun. Right? That's a better kind of tikkun. And because that's a better kind of tikkun than a tefach shochek, so then it doesn't need a tzuras HaPesach. If you have a tikkun gorua, a bad tikkun, a deficient tikkun, so then you need a tzuras HaPesach to be mashlim that tikkun. But if you have a pasar bo, a pasar bo is a better tikkun than tefach shochek. So therefore, tzuras HaPesach is not going to be necessary. That's the rush. That's how the rush explains the Yesh Mefarshim. Quotes the Machlokas, the Rambam, and the Yesh Mefarshim. He says, I'll tell you pshat. This is a rush at the end of Simen Vav. Yishomim in the Kamara, Gemara, Maishna Osim, the Sagile, Betevach Shoch, Maishna Ocha, Mishani Gemara, Osim, Dikat, Shtei, Defonis, Darevan, Sagile, Betevach Shoch, says the rush, Alma Yisron Hatikun, Bemachitzos Gruos, the Lo Arevan, Mashvi Osim, the Machitzos Tovos, Lahatir b'tikun gorua. Yisron hatikun, a tikun tov, in mechitzos guruos that are not arevan, are like mechitzos tovos with a tikun gorua. What are you talking about? If I have mechitzos tovos, if I have shtaim kilchasan, those are mechitzos tovos. I have two mechitzos that are A, kashir, heksher sukkah, zayin tefachim, B, darevan, those are mechitzos tovos, they have both elements. So there, the halacha mashmi sina is that even a tikkun garua is good enough. What's a tikkun garua? Shlish is afilu tafach. Right? So if I have mechitzos tovos, a tikkun garua is enough. Zok the rush. Yisron atikun, if I have a pasar bo, which is a better tikkun, yisron atikun works in mechitzos guruos, the lo arevan. Yisron tikkun will work in mechitzos guruos. I have mechitzos guruos. This is a sukkah asur kamavoy. The mechitzos are foolish. They're not arevan. They are kashir ashesuka, but they're not a raven. So yisron atikun, if I have a better tikkun, if I have a pasar bo, that's a better tikkun. So if I have tikkun tov with a mechitza grua, that's the same as a tikkun garua with a mechitza tov. So if Rava in the final word says that you need a tzuras HaPesach by a tikkun garua with mechitzas tovos, the same halacha should apply by a tikkun tov with mechitzas gruos. Basically, what the Yesh Mefarshim should hold according to the Rosh. Right? If I have a tikkun garua l'mechitzos tovos, what does that mean? Tefach shocheg for shtayim kilchasan. And Rava says over there, sarach tzuras HaPesach, says the Rosh, where I have mechitzos gruos, I have shtayim she'enon arevan, they're not joined together, rather it's kemovin mefulash, they're opposite each other. The mechitzos aren't as good, but I'm adding a pasarba, which is a tikkun tov. Tikkun tov with mechitzos gruos. So I have one good element and one negative element. One positive and one negative, right? I have a tikkun tov, it's pasdala, but the mechitzos are gruos, they're not joined together. So if I need a tzuras HaPesach, if I have a tikkun garua for mechitzos tovos, when I have shtayim kilchasan and only a tikkun garua only a tikkun garua, tefach shochek, I need a source of Pesach, Chami Yeshua Farshim would say the same should be true. If I have mechitzos gruos, if they're not arevan, it's a kemavim afulash. Even though I have a tikkun tov, I need a tzuras ha-pesach. Because one good plus one bid requires a tzuras ha-pesach. If I have a tikkun tov with mechitzos tovos, then I wouldn't need a tzuras ha-pesach. But if I have a tikkun garua with mechitzos tovos, or a tikkun tov with mechitzos gruos, then I do need a tzuras ha-pesach. That's what the Yeshua Farshim hold, according to the Rosh. That's how the Rosh formulates it. This is, I'm sorry, this is the Rambam, right? The Rambam who says that you need a Tzuras HaPesach, right? That's the Rambam according to the Rosh. What do the Yeshua Farshim hold? The Yeshua Farshim somehow hold that this is not true. I don't need a Tzuras HaPesach over here, but why? Why? I only have Mechitzos Gruos. So if I only have Mechitzos Gruos, why should I not need a Tzuras HaPesach? So the answer is, do I really have Mechitzos Gruos? Rosh is learning that I have mechitzas gruos. They're not daraven. They're not araven. They're not kilchasim. What are the Yeshua Farshim learning? Yeshua Farshim learned that apparently if I have the pasar ba, it's no longer mechitzas gruos at all. Right? It's mechitzas tovos. So I have mechitzas tovos plus a tikkun tov. That's why I don't need a tzuras ha-pasar. What made it mechitzas tovos? What? The pasar ba plus lovet. The Yeshua Farshim is learning that Pasaba plus Lovud is a full sheer dolphin. It's a full mechitza. It's like Shtayim Kilchasan. This is the sheet that we've been looking for. The Yeshua Farshim hold that if you have a Lovud plus a Pasaba, that can serve as a dolphin with the Iker Shir Heksher Sukkah. Now we keep on assuming that what? That if I have a Pasaba, that makes it Direvan, but it doesn't make it Kishir Heksher Sukkah. The Yeshua Farshim argue with that Yisod. This is the goal. That's what the Bir Agor is going on. Does someone have a copy of the old packet that has the Bir Agor? Because we don't have it in the new packet. Oh, go ahead, Mike. Thank you very much. Okay, so what is the Gros saying? Yishamim kevin the ikashir dolphin. Dolphin ali. They love it. Ain't tzuras tzuras ha-pesach. They ain't tzuras tzuras ha-pesach. Ela lahashlim l'shir dolphin. You need tzuras ha-pesach to be mashlim to the shir dolphin for seven. But zok the yesh mefarshim explains the bir agor and the yesh mefarshim. But if I have the shir dolphin through lovud, then I have a full shir dolphin. So I have everything. I have shtayim kilchasan. I have shtei mechitzas dareven. I have shtei mechitzas kashir. So if I have shtayim kilchasan, why should I need tzuras ha-pesach? Tzuras HaPesach is going to be mashlim the sheer dolphin. I have shtei mechitzas darevan through the pasar ba. I have shtei mechitzas darevan, but I don't have. They're still called mechitzas gruos because I don't have a sheer heksher sukkah through lovud. So then I need a tzuras HaPesach. But the Yeshua Farshim say no. Lovud can make a sheer heksher sukkah through lovud. I have the full sheer. But the other shita says the Gon, the Rambam holds, no, I need a Tzuras HaPesach because I don't have the full shear. I have the Arevon if I put the Pasar Ba there, but I don't have the full shear Heksher Sukkah because Al Yedei Lovud, you can't have a full shear Heksher Sukkah. We don't say Lovud in the Iker Shear Heksher Sukkah. The Machlokas, the Yeshua Farshim, and the Rambam is Gufa revolving around this point of the Gon. Can I use Lovud for the Iker Shear Heksher Sukkah? The Rambam says, absolutely not. So if you can't use lovud for the ikar shir heksher sukkah, what's the din? The din is whether I have only a shlishus afilu tefach shochek or I have a pasar, but it doesn't matter. What do I need in addition to this? I need a tzuras ha-pesach because the tzuras ha-pesach is necessary to be mashlim the shir heksher sukkah. Yeshua Farshim is saying, no. Once I have a pasar ba with a lovud, then I have a shir zayin. The shir zayin is enough not only to make it shtei mechitzas darevan, it's enough to make it shtei mechitzas kashir heksher sukkah. Lovud can work to create a shir heksher sukkah. So if I have mechitzas tovos, then I don't need a tzuras ha-pesach. I have everything here. So if I have everything here, then taka the halacha should be shlishus afilu tefach. Right? It's really shlishus afilu tefach. I happen to have more than that. I have another dolphin on the other side. But the point is, once I have a pasar ba, even if it's through lovud, I have a full shtayim kilchasan according to the Yesh Mefarshim. I have a full shtayim kilchasan, which seems to be how the Ritva should learn. Right, once I have the Pasar Ba plus the Lavad, I have a full Shtayim Pilchasan, I have Dareva and Engashir Asher Sukkah, and the Halacha really should be that Shlisha Sefilu Taifach on the other side. But definitely, I don't need the Tzuras HaPesach. What's the purpose of the Tzuras HaPesach? I have a full Shir Asher Sukkah here in this dolphin, so then I shouldn't need the Tzuras HaPesach. Yaakov.
We're assuming that the Tzuras HaPesach is only to be marshaled on the wall.
Right. Well, because we're going to talk tomorrow about whether Tzuras HaPesach works in the other Defanos. It could be that Tzuras HaPesach doesn't work for the other Defanos of the Sukkah. It could be Tzuras HaPesach is somehow deficient in some way. So it's only going to be mashal in the third war.
But is it possible to understand it as you just need to connect it to that loose wall? If we really have this case where there's three almost until that other wall, maybe, I mean, I don't know if this fits into what Rava could be saying, maybe the rule of the Tzuras HaPesach is just to connect your whole Sukkah. And then even if this lomdus works out really nicely in the Machlokas, if you understand it, that the Tzuras HaPesach's rule is to be mashal with Dofen. So if you already have a Dofen, you don't need it. And if you don't have a Dofen, you do need it. But maybe it's possible we can split it up and say, even if you think it's a dofen, maybe you'd still need a Tzuras HaPesach, maybe with either Rambam or any of those shitas, because you need it to touch that third wall. It's three
right, the
away.
Problem is Rava can't be learning that way, because Rava definitely said his statement about Tefach Shochek in the regular case. And in such a case, I'm not trying to... The Tzuras HaPesach is not joining to anything else, right? It's just a Shlish Sefer Tefach. I have a Shtayim Pilchasan, I have a Tefach Shochek, and yet I need a Tzuras HaPesach to join to what? Not to join to anything, but just to be mashed in the Shir HaShasukah. So to say that in the regular case of Shtayim Gelchasan, Rava is using a Tzuras HaPesach to do one thing, and in
right.
and in the other, in Sukkah Surikim Ava, he's doing something else, that's a big chiddush.
So I guess the follow-up question is, how are the Rishonim so confident that it goes back to that first case? When you read the Gemara, like, I would have guessed that it's either both or only the second case. So, but Rashi and the Rishonim don't assume that. They're pretty confident Rava goes all the way back to case one. So Rebbe's answer is right. The question is why are the Rishonim.
The reason why they feel so confident goes back to case one is because that case is even more deficient than case two. If it applies to Sukkah Asir Kamavi, it certainly should apply to Shlish Zafilu Tefach, because that's even more deficient. You're saying no, but maybe Rav is just saying to join up. Yeah, but keep in mind there are three versions of what Rav said.
Right.
So according to the first version, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. According to the second version, what? You can have either or. So like what's that saying? Either or, joining the wall? It doesn't sound like it's a joining the wall issue. It sounds like we're trying to create a dolphin here.
And none of the Rishonim assume that's only on a Sukkah Asir Kamavo.
I think so. Okay, we'll stop here. I just want to add a little bit.